Welcome to That's Your Opinion with the man, the myth, the legend from Mississippi, Frederick Smoot.
High praise, man, from a legend of your own, brother.
I'm a legend in my own mind. The producer du jour, Cy, the Amish one, Fenwick, and I. My name is Chick Hernandez, and we are certainly in a cicada world right now. We're going to get to the Washington football team. We're going to get to this growing feud in golf, which is hysterical to me.
I love it. Listen to me.
I do too.
These are all Tiger Knights we're seeing. These are all people that have been affected by the Tiger generation. When Tiger came out there and said, you know what? I'm out here to destroy you all. I'm out here to push the boundaries. I'm not trying to be your friend. And these youngsters saw that, and now they're competitive. Tell me the last time we seen a tweet war between golfers. If you want to bring youth to the sport, that's what you need. DeChambeau. And you need these people to have a total disdain for each other. Golf has never had that. We had that in basketball with the Bad Boys the Pistons. We've had that with the Knicks. We've had that with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've had that image in sports. Every sport besides the sports of gentlemen, which is golf, which is your sport. Now it's time for them to join the fold with everybody else and show some personality.
Golf and baseball. Baseball can take notes too.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they golf, you know, the unwritten feud was between Phil and Tiger. If you got one in a room, there would be some remarks made under their breath about the other. They were not friendly at all in the early going. And God bless Hal Sutton at the President's Cup, tried to put those two together, the Ryder Cup, tried to put those two together. It was a horrible combination. But both 2.0 versions of those gentlemen have become smarter and appreciate each other. By the way, the month of June is heating up as well with a ton of exciting sports action. And BetOnline is where you can find it, from basketball and hockey playoffs to baseball's marquee matchups, including prop bets and futures. BetOnline has all the latest odds, news, and information for all your online sports betting needs. Visit the website today or use your mobile device to join and receive 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. So before the next tip-off, face-off, or pitch, head on over to BetOnline and start playing today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. Well, I guess we're getting into it. So the Bryson and Brooks thing makes me laugh out loud. And now I know I caddied on Monday at Woodmont Country Club at the U.S. Open qualifier for my guy Alex Hoffman. 36 holes in the heat. Let me just say the bets were that Alex would make and that I would not. Alex did not make it. He played well. It's a learning process. I was fine, legs and back, carrying a whatever it is, 30, 40 pound bag for 36 holes. We changed everything after 18, clothes, underwear, socks, everything. I was fine leg wise. I will tell you that I drank 22 bottles of water, 6 bottles of Gatorade, 4 protein bars, and 2 PB&Js. What I was not prepared for and will never be prepared for, although there are remedies, was the ass chafing that took place. There was a moment where I thought I might start walking like Fred Sanford, because I was like, on the second 18, about 4 holes in, I'm like, uh-oh, this is painful.
Yeah, did you wear cotton underwear? You wore cotton drawers, didn't you?
I had the boxers.
Baby powder?
It doesn't matter. You have to wear something with elastic, and you want something like sports tights or something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I had them before, but I looked for them, but I could not find them. And Lord knows they probably wouldn't fit now. They'd look like boys' meat mediums on me. But
that's a job for dry fit draws. And this guy goes out there in some Fruit of the Loom.
Not of the Fruit of the Loom.
Hey, listen to me. And he goes home bleeding. I just showed you the guy that I come from. And they say they saw a little blood hit the ground after your 19th hole coming down your leg.
I was in trouble. I was definitely in trouble. I got home and jumped in the shower, cold water, and I'm not embarrassed to tell you that we have a fan in our bedroom, and that fan was on my butt for about 5 minutes, just trying to cool things down. It was I talked to Caddy since. So like, yeah, dude, you got it. You know, you got to wear those, or there's a cream you can do. I didn't feel like wanting to be squishing around a golf course. That's uncomfortable too. But it was interesting.
You got what you deserve. You got a pair of underwear full of ball skin somewhere in your washer or your dryer. Everything you deserved.
Yeah, those two pair of underwear sat on the porch for a while. I just said, honey, when you do the laundry, there's clothes out there. I wouldn't go out there for a day or two. But it was a lesson learned for me and for Alex. I was happy that I got through it without, hurting, as far as, dragging behind. I was fine in that regard. But back to Brooks and Bryson, this whole thing. So what I got told while I was at Woodmont was that two of the Golf Channel producers have been suspended for a month because that video of Brooks Koepka being interviewed by Todd Lewis and then reacting to Bryson Walkenheim, it was a taped interview, obviously, it was not live. That video got out. It wasn't supposed to get out. And those two producers have been suspended for a month. So this was
suspended for a month for bringing more eyes to golf. Since the last time one of these guys won,
they put Brooks in a bad situation because, he said, fuck, I can't even concentrate with this bullshit behind me.
They seen the mistake that baseball made being the dirty old man in the sports room. Like, we've watched baseball run from the youth and say they have to show respect to the old ways of doing the game. Well, guess what the old ways got you? A rating so poor that soccer is creeping up as the third most powerful sport in the world. All right? So at the end of the day, I don't understand why golf would take that, especially when your stars are much younger than they used to be. Right, we used to cheer for the 42-year-old or 50-year-old Phil, but I'm sorry, Brooks Koepka, these guys not old, so they ain't going to want to do stuff the old way. And what's wrong with showing a little animosity between the person that's trying to take some food off of your table? What's wrong with that?
I agree. And, so they start going back and forth, and Bryson's like, it's great to live rent-free in your head. Well, that didn't last long because as soon as they started yelling Brooksy, to Bryson, reportedly he and his caddy were getting people kicked off the course at the Memorial at Muirfield. Probably not true, but he certainly bothered him a little bit, although he's now since said, whatever. It's, I think he took it over the line, but whatever. And Brooks coming back saying that Milwaukee's best beer was going to donate money to or beers, free beers to anybody who got kicked off the course. It was hysterical. I loved it. I think it's good for golf. I'd love to see someone who does the pairings either in the U.S. Open or
the one against Tom Brady
you want to do that one?
Which one? And I'm gonna tell you what, if it's any guy, I love what he's developing over his years, because usually guys, as they get older, they get a little bit more closed off. Tom Brady's tweet game is on another level. You understand me?
Absolutely.
You can tell he's just having fun and having a job. All right. Yeah. You can just tell he's enjoying it. He's going at golfers. He's going at NFL players. He's just stirring up dust everywhere he goes. And guess what? Golf needs that trade over. Football and basketball do it all the time. We cross over into each other's world and we benefit from each other's stars. Golf don't benefit from any other sports stars. But they just had the most Tom Brady getting ready for a match with these guys. I'm telling you, golf, just let these guys organically do it sometime.
I would love to see it though in competition, not the made-for-TV thing. I want to see them paired together in the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines because it's heating up. I can't wait to see what happens at Torrey Pines, if they put them together or they just keep chirping at each other. I'll take that. Washington football team. Head coach Ron Rivera says there'll be a quarterback competition because he learned his mistakes from naming Dwayne Haskins as the starter last year. Okay, sure. You're telling me you brought Ryan Fitzpatrick to battle Taylor Heineke.
Yep. Yeah, why not?
Are you buying
Taylor
that?
Heineke has better stats in the playoff than Ryan Fitzmagic. All right? No, what you laughing at?
How many playoffs has Taylor been in?
One. How many has Ryan Fitzmagic been in? Ivy, stop, baby. I'm working. Stop, Ivy.
Did you get a dog?
Yes, I do.
What? Did you get – is that your dog?
Yeah, I got a little wolf.
A little wolf.
You got a dog and you didn't tell me.
Hey, my father, I'm sorry, brother. Ivy,
what the
stop.
Hell?
This is hysterical. The wolf, by the way. Ivy the wolf.
Yeah, because I'm a stock. You know, I'm a stock in a Targaryen. She have wolf and half dragon.
Dude, I've been trying to get you to get a dog for so – you didn't tell – what kind of dog is it?
A Pomeranian, a little wolf.
You got a Pomeranian.
Right now, Amish is upset that Fred has a dog.
A Pomeranian?
I
love Pomeranians.
Okay.
But this dude was telling me he wanted a wolf. That's not a wolf, bro.
That's not a wolf.
I can bring my Chihuahua in here. That's not a wolf.
No, this is a wolf. Very dangerous. I had to put a beware the dog sign in my yard because
of you.
A Pomeranian. No,
she is an animal.
For those who are listening, Fred just showed us his. Using air quotes. Wolf. All right, so you're buying Rivera's selling there. That's going to be a quarterback competition.
Most definitely. At the end of the day, anything can happen. Like, let me tell you what. In a perfect world, neither Tyler Heineke nor Fitzmagic would be the starting quarterback. That will be one Aaron Rodgers. All right.
You're not selling that train.
I'm still on that train because I know it could happen. Possibly it could happen. He's not showing up. He doesn't want to play there no more. He's going to take the Tom Brady way of doing things. So if I want to go to the team with a lots of luxury, what would that team be? I would go to a team with a young, good receiving core. Check. Yep. I go to a team with a good running game. Check. I go to a team with a dominant defense. Check. And I'm going to go to a team with a great head coach. Check. All right. So at the end of the day, and a team with some young parts that can be moved around to get Aaron. Ask yourself, do you want some quality players or do you just want some draft picks? Because we could deal for Aaron Rodgers, one, Daron Payne. All right. We could put Daron Payne and Fitzmagic in some draft picks part of that because Fitzmagic would be a great stopgap quarterback for them in Green Bay. All I'm saying is this. Nothing is concrete. And the coach said that the first thing hit my mind was not was Heineke going to be the starter, but is he thinking about making a move for Aaron Rodgers? Because if not, he would have said Fitzmagic would be in there because we're paying him. He's the highest paid quarterback. You should say that's your starter. You don't want to say it's your starter because you might want to date somebody else.
So that's what you think. As soon as he said competition, you're thinking there's still an opportunity for A-Rod to come here and play in the Burgundy and Gold.
Yes, it was. The Forensic Fire music came on right then. It came on right then. I was like, all right, he don't want to say it again because he don't want to set you up for failure like he did last time. All right, he set you up for failure and he had to live with it. He couldn't just bench him quick because he had to live with his decision. Now, if I tell you the quarterback competition is wide open and then we trade for Aaron Rodgers, I ain't lying to you. All right? It was wide open until I brought in a two-time MVP. What? Right? That's what I'm saying. Right now, Aaron Rodgers wants a city to have after football. Green Bay ain't that city. You've heard of no players retiring in Green Bay. All right? That ain't the city to have a legacy. DMV is the perfect place. The nation's capital is the perfect place. I'm telling you right now, and it's already said that wherever he go, Devontae is going there the following year. So imagine adding Devontae to this team. All I'm saying is don't be scared of the truth, chick.
Okay. I'm down with it. I just don't see it happening just because of what they have to give up. But you do have Fitzpatrick. He is a viable product. And certainly if you're getting rid of Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay, I mean, you got Love and Fitzmagic as your quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All I'm telling you is this. My grandma told me something a long time ago. A pair of lips, a tell a lie. All right? That's what they'll do. A pair of lips will tell a lie. All right. So I believe coach hasn't lied. I believe he didn't say that because he don't want to commit. And if somebody don't want to commit, that means something else is on their mind. And I will take Aaron Rodgers teaching my young Tyler Heineke for the next 3-4 years before I take anything.
What's going on with Kyle Allen? Like, there was no mention of Kyle Allen.
He's out of here. He's out of here. He's the girlfriend that nobody talks about anymore. That your friend don't ever bring her to the restaurant anymore. He comes along. You kind of know without asking him, are they broken up? Yes, right. They're broken up.
I want to touch on something, and I don't know the answer to this. I am vaccinated. Amish, are you vaccinated?
Oh, fully. Remember? I got sick after my second
one. Oh, that's right. Frederick, are you vaccinated?
I'm fully vaccinated. I could go to Mars and not catch anything.
That'd be a great trip, by the way. Take me with you.
Me and Bayo's going soon.
So there's two things when it comes to the vaccine. One was in golf. John Rahm was leading at the Memorial. He had a 6-shot lead. And for those who, you have to be under a rock to not see it. He got told off the 18th after the third round, you have tested positive for COVID-19 and you are withdrawing for the tournament, which effectively he would have won. He would have won $1.6 million. His caddy would have had $160,000 in his pocket. That's all gone. Because John Rahm, he hasn't said it yet, but I think everybody can do the math. He wasn't fully vaccinated and ended up catching COVID. There's a player on this Washington football team. Your guy, Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I don't know if he said I need more intel, but he's like, it's not for me. You're in a locker room, man, with, well, right now it's like 90 guys, right? So it's 90 guys.
You know what? These youngsters sometimes, they get in their own way. When I was young, of course, I got in my own way also. You think you know everything. You think you're indestructible at this time. You think you can run through a wall. And Sweat, to me, he's basically said, I want more time. It's been a year. See, does it work? Like, how much more time you need? And why be complicated? Like, I always say this. The fastest way to a point is a straight line. Let's just get to the point. Give me the pros and the cons to taking the shot, all right? Mm-hmm. People are not dying from the shot. What's the worst thing can happen from you being vaccinated, all right? Are you talking about? You are in a job that not only do you practice with 90, and coaches and trainers. When you play, you got 100,000 people breathing down on you every play. So you're going to trust everybody in the stands and you're not going to trust one doctor. See, I believe in this. If I need my pipes fixed, I call a plumber. I do not call lawn service. All right? You know why? Because they don't know what the hell they doing. So when a doctor tells me, I listen to another doctor and another doctor. And if they say, yes, it's the safest thing for you to do, do it. He has no internal problems. He doesn't have asthma. He doesn't have any other stuff that's a problem for taking it. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? But I actually think this was going on with my guy Sweat.
Okay.
Sweat has been dominant since he's been here. He's been dominant.
Yeah.
And I think he has a little bit of Fred Smoot fever. And let me explain this.
Okay. The Fred
Smoot fever. I felt like I really was dominant. Had some great, my first 2 years, I had some great years. All right. But everybody just only talked about Champ Bailey.
Oh.
And I'm like, can I get some of that love?
What about
Did y'all
me?
Not see me had a game winning interception last week? Like, and then every year, because we wasn't a winning team, we wouldn't get a lot of Pro Bowlers. But Philadelphia would have 8-9 right. guys, Absolutely. And it was always Troy Benson and Bobby Taylor. Now, they can only get one from our team, and that usually be Champ.
Right.
So now you feel like the stepchild. Right? So now you want to lash out with any little thing to get attention. And this is that little thing that he's turning into a bonfire, because ever since Chase Young stepped on the team, it's only been about Chase Young. Even the games that Sweat dominated, like the Cowboys, they still ended the game talking about Chase Young. So he feels like he's in a lose-lose situation and not being appreciated. So now it's like the bratty child. You can have a child, some children, and you can give them all the same attention. But if one ever feel like he's not getting the attention or she not getting the attention, they will go all out of their way to do something to make you give them attention.
And no question. I think it's a mistake on his part, but you know, each person is an individual. They have their own ways of doing things.
But this is business. This is business. Don't ever get in the way of business.
It's exactly right. Same thing with John Rahm. Dude, you had opportunity to get vaccinated. PGA guys are tested every day, okay? And they're given, because they are high-profile athletes like NFL guys, there are provisions made for these guys to get their shots. They can get their shots. It ain't like me. Yeah. I gotta go, you know, set up an appointment. They can get their shot.
Yeah.
To not do it, John Rahm, I you know, I can't wait till he speaks for the first time. Because I'm like, if I was interviewing him, I would just go, what the hell were you thinking? You know, and same thing with Montez. I'm like, what are you thinking? There's the only ramification is you get ill like Amish for a day.
That's it. 24 hours. I have yet to hear an excuse for not getting the vaccination that really makes sense to me.
That's legit. Let me ask you something. A hardworking man making a good living that works at UPS, mm-hmm. right? Because you're going to be going to people's house all over this city, if UPS requires you to get a shot, why would you go against it? You know what? I'm literally putting myself in danger every day because I travel around the city everywhere. Right. So the best defense is offense. I need to play offense. And for some reason, my guy Sweat want to double down and play defense. I don't understand. He has to be on the offensive on this one. I can't back him. You know, I usually back him on everything. Okay, good. Yeah. 99% of things he do. But this one, I cannot back you. And I've heard anti-vaxxers say everything from they putting a chip in your arm.
Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Chip. You got a chip, call your cell phone that you told every day. If they want to know information about you, they ain't looking at the chip in the arm. They're looking at the chip on your lap, all right? The phone that you carry every day. Then I hear they putting a prehistoric disease inside you. What?
Yep.
Yes. You're going to become a pterodactyl.
And people are like, oh, it happened too fast. Well, it's 2021, so not only are we way more advanced, but, you know, my sister, like, works at a hospital. And the other thing is that a lot of people don't realize is that we have vaccines for coronavirus because coronavirus has a lot of variants. We've had a vaccine for coronavirus for a long time. This was just a new variant. So they just had to find, you know, the right mix for this variant, but they had the base for it already. Like,
because the new Loki show came out on Disney Plus, and guess
what? Oh, that was amazing. We watched that last night.
And we're watching Loki. Not the real version of Loki, because the real version of Loki died in the hands of Thanos. Yep. We're watching a variant, all right? And Loki's job in this new series is to go catch all and stop all the rest of his variants. So they're going to show 20 different timelines of 20 different Lokis, and he has to go stop them all. That's the same variant you talking about with COVID-19.
Yep, and how awesome was it that I didn't even know Owen Wilson was going to be in this, by the way.
Come on, why you did?
I didn't know that, but I watched it last night, and it was amazing. And Owen Wilson kills it in this role.
Do you know what the M in Mobius stand for?
Please tell me.
Mobius. Right, at the end of the day, time is a loop. So his first name is his last name, and his last name is his first name because he worked for the time variant. They handle everything when it comes to time. And Loki broke the time stream when he took the Tesseract and jumped out of there.
He couldn't help himself. Loki's awesome, though.
Yeah, he is. I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a freaking time continuum right now. I'm like, what in the fuck is he talking about? I have no idea. What the hell? That's your guy's thing. That's cool. I mean, I'm over here watching the Friends reunion. So what can I do? Sorry. By the way, Fred, did you watch Friends?
I watched the first Friends. The first Friends show was called Living Single. All right.
Well, absolutely.
That was the first Friends show. So, yes, did I watch the second Friends show? Of course. When they dropped it, I did. Big Jennifer Aniston fan.
Jennifer Aniston is the only reason I would even ever think to try to watch that show.
But other than that, I was watching the first Friends with Queen Latifah and the rest of the bunch, all right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I got you. No, absolutely. Let's finish up with cicadas. I started to talk cicadas at the top of this. So I was playing in a golf event recently, and the guy in my cart started coughing while he was on the golf course. And it was like coughing so much that it was like I had to wait because I want to hit a shot. But he's coughing. And he's like, put his hand up. I'm okay. I hit my shot. Come back. Cough it again. And I said to him, you all right? And he's like, yeah, I just swallowed a bug. And he started coughing again. Okay, cough. All right. Then he announces to me he's withdrawing from the tournament. And I sat there and I looked ahead. I didn't look at him. And I said, I've never walked out of a golf tournament, never walked off a golf course. And without pausing, he said, you've never swallowed a cicada. Oops.
Yep.
Cicada flew down this dude's mouth.
Yep.
And was fluttering down the esophagus.
Yeah.
And he just, in his mind, could not get that thought out of his head, which I understand. I understand that. But, I mean, these things suck so bad. And every time I get on the road, it's splat city. Splat, splat, yep. Splat, splat, splat. All that yep. juice. It's gross. It's disgusting. And I come to find out, I'm the guy I caddy for lives in Frederick. No cicadas in Frederick. Nope. Nothing.
Well,
but here in Silver Spring, Maryland, and
no, it's some in Frederick. He go to Key to the cicada location. All right, okay. I live in Ashburn, which is quite new in certain areas.
Okay. All right.
If your house was built less than 17 years ago, the cicadas has not came into your ground because there's new soil. You okay. won't get cicadas in your area till the next 17 years when okay. they go back in the ground to new ground this time. But if that ground got disturbed while they was in there built on or anything like that, you don't have them in your area, but they can find their way over there to the fresh trees and stuff like that. But I think like this. Let me ask you this. Chick, if you only came out to see the sun, go to a 7-Eleven, a ball game every 17 years, would you come out as the nicest person every 17 years? Come on, man.
Let me tell you something. They sit in the soil for 17 years. They come out. They look for a honey. They have sex, and they die.
Zombies, yeah.
That's not a life I want.
The flying dead, the walking dead is what I call it. It's a bird's nest.
They're blind. They don't know where. So it's like people start ducking. It's hysterical because if I see one coming, I just move my head slightly to the right because he's not looking for me. He's just looking for the next thing to land on or she.
That's why they make the noise. That's why they make the noise because they can hear better than they can see. So they have to locate each other through echo. It's like dolphins. All right. So you're watching.
Dolphins do a whole lot of raping, by the way, but that's a different story.
Wait, what the hell?
That's true.
When did you hear about a dolphin raping another? Are you serious?
What the hell is that?
Yeah, look it up.
What zoo have you been to? This had to be in Vegas. It couldn't be a regular zoo. It had to be in Vegas.
I didn't witness the dolphin doing the raping. But they are a very, they will hump anything. And my oldest son has done enough research.
Did this happen at a club or around alcohol or drugs, anything like what?
Is dolphin a code name? Is dolphin a code name for something?
No, look it up. Look it up. Just Google it at your leisure.
How many years did the dolphin get? How many years did the dolphin get?
Hey, you know, dolphins aren't black. They're not getting any years.
Oh my God. Yeah, but did you also see the cicada caused like 3 car accidents already?
No.
You didn't see the electric car. The cicada flew into the car and flew into the ear of a driver. He turned the car and hit a pole, totaled his car.
I did not see that. They're awful. They're awful, awful, awful.
I have to
and
go.
The funny thing is, you know, you assume that they're like a bee. So the first time it hits you, you're like, gah, gah. They're not going to do anything to you. They're not going to bite you. They're not going to scratch you. You could sit there and let them sit on you. They're not going to, but your initial reaction is always, man, get this freaking thing off me because it's ugly. It makes that damn noise. When I was caddying, I said to the other caddy, I said, I think you need to turn your phone off. Because your phone's on buzz. And he's like, he starts scrambling, looking for his phone. He's like, I don't have my phone. Then he's like, he looked up in the sky, went back into his caddy bib and pulled out a cicada. It's in there going.
Hey, the cicada got a purpose. Like, that's what I love about
What's the purpose of a cicada?
Everything has a balance, all right? That's why I say pyramid on predators, all right? The cicadas come out once every 17 years because 17 to 20 years, you can have rapid overgrowth, you know, before humans started messing up their ecosystem. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have wild growth on the East Coast. We don't have the natural wildfires that the West Coast has to redo things and regrowth. So every 17 years, the earth let loose these cicadas to trim down vegetation. All right.
This is something. And
are you guys not having the driving problems that I'm having? Because I cannot drive to work without it's things are flying at my windshield high speed. And the last second, I'm like, oh, was that? And something comes and it splats on the windshield. But it's not like a normal bug and there's no blood.
What are you driving to work? Are you riding a thoroughbred? What are you, a horse? What are you?
I'm not. It's my Toyota Camry. And things are just coming. And there's like probably 7 or 8 cicadas every day. And it's not blood. It's like this white thing.
It's gross.
And then I tried to use my windshield wiper fluid. And instead of cleaning it, it just spreads it. It doesn't take it off. It smears it. And then I have to keep stopping at gas stations to
clear my windshield. Every 17 years, you should buy stock in windshield wiper fluid because people are running through that shit right now.
Yep.
More than ever. What a show this was, by the way. This was, we went off.
Yeah. Hey, listen, it's some vulgar things going on under the sea.
Uh-huh. Dolphins. Dolphins. Terrible things going on.
Dolphins are raping things.
Yep, it's some terrible things that's coming out of the ground, like the living dead.
Yes.
It's cows and stuff. And there's some humans walking this earth that just don't like each other. And they work together. Right? That's just part of it. You need good and evil. How would we know a good guy? How would we know Captain America if it weren't for a Red Skull? It has to be a balance, all right? It just ain't black and white. It has to be a gray area.
Fred, 1 out of 10, 1 being terrible, 10 being great. Would you rate the first episode of Loki?
I thought it was an 8, actually. It was dead good. I thought it was an 8 or a 9. I thought they put a lot of information in the first episode. I thought they broke him down good. So you gotta realize this ain't the same Loki that ended in Infinity War.
Completely
this
different.
Is Loki before he went on his trial, his life to be a good guy. Yep. Right? So this is a totally bad Loki. So I can't wait. And what you don't understand is the one that dropped the fire and killed all the time cops. That's female Loki. She's the worst out of them all.
Yep.
The female version of himself.
I gave it a 9. I really enjoyed the first episode.
Oh, yeah, I did, too. I enjoy it, man. I'm glad that I can go back to the movies and see Black Widow. I'm glad I can go see Spider-Man. I'm glad I can go see these things. I'm waiting on all of them.
Wait. One last thing. What's your favorite Spider-Man? Because mine is the Spider-Verse, the cartoon one.
That was
my favorite Spider-Man.
That was a great one, but I like Far From Home. I thought, because how many times do we get to see Peter Parker not in New York? Like, every time we see him, he in Queens, New York. You wouldn't think it's another place with villains, but Queens, New York. Every time I see Spider-Man, he's just flying down the street in New York. I guess Chicago ain't got no crime. Atlanta ain't even got a hero. The Black Panther need to be the hero. Like certain cities never get represented in anything. So to see him in Europe, I was like, now this what I'm talking about, because I love Marvel for that, because they'll take guys out of their natural surroundings and make them go to another city. I like to see that. That shows that they got great writers, you know?
I agree with that.
Much easier to spin your web and hang from them in the skyscrapers in New York, though. Just much easier because they're all so close.
Well, if he was in D.C., you know, we ain't got skyscrapers, but he can web on to cars. There's ways to get around.
He'll be like a cicada against that windshield, damn it. I'm waiting for a dolphin to rape a cicada. That's what I'm waiting for. All right.
You are a terrible guy. I hate to watch your Animal Planet.
Look it up. Oh,
Fred, I still can't believe you got a dog, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, man. You know,
that's the headline.
Like, I'm happy for you. Don't get me wrong. I'm super happy for you, but should have told
me. How do we get the name Ivy? Who named it Ivy?
Once my dog died like 2.5 years ago, Big Baby, I had American Bulldog, the smartest, most intelligent dog I ever had. And after she died, I was hurt. It was like going through a divorce. And you just don't want to date no more for a while. That's what happened to me, you know?
Who was the one that named the dog Ivy?
My daughter. Come from my daughters. You know it, because I was trying to name her Arya from Game of Thrones.
Oh, Arya Stark. That's dope.
Yeah. Oh my God! All right,
so I had to meet them halfway with Ivy.
My God. I can't wait to get my dog, the Portuguese water dog. It's coming at some point. We'll figure it out.
No, your wife is not letting that big ass dog come in that house, and you know that.
We have decided on the Portuguese water dog. We have decided. So now he's
gonna eat,
of,
you thought your teenager ate you out of house and home. He's gonna eat you out of house and home.
I'm hoping the dog eats my teenagers.
That's very possible.
Possible?
Yeah. Possible.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hey, if we did not bring up the fact that our Washington Wizards, I got to give them a shout out for the run they did. I know it came up short, and I just think they did a great job. I think the future is bright. We're missing one star. We're missing one star, and we got a legit big three. All right, we got a legit big three. We're missing one guy.
You want DeMarcus Cousins?
No, it ain't that. I'm taking a flyer on DeMarcus Cousins. I won't count him as the big three person. I count him as a guy that whatever we get from him is a plus. We need either a stretch three, two stretch four. All right, we need one of those to really change the game and somebody that can shoot. Maybe a Porzingis or somebody.
And Scott Brooks as your coach.
Yeah, I want to keep Scott there. I think he knows this team. He's been a winner too. And what are we gonna do? Get Mike D'Antoni? All they do is recycle coaches in the NBA. Like, what are you gonna do? Keep Scott Brooks. I don't think you can get no better than that unless you're gonna give it to Sam Cassell. I take Sam Cassell in that role. I take Chauncey Billups in that role. You know.
Barry Trotz still coaching in the NHL playoffs, by the way. So, thanks a lot for getting rid of him.
That was a mistake.
I knew it too.
We was on the radio when I told you that you was a mistake. Like, at Green Bay finna do the same thing. A guy go win MVP and you trade him and let him go. You don't do that. You don't do it.
All right, so if you go in the water, be careful of dolphins. For Cy, the Amish one, and Fred Smoot, I'm Chick Hernandez. You've been listening to That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.